It is very important that the children at Wayside School know the bell system. The first bell in the morning sounds like this. Whoop, 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 whoop. When they hear it, they know they have 16 minutes to get to class. That's not too difficult for those in Mr. Hardgrove's class on the third floor. But Wayside School is a 30-story building with one room on each floor. So for those who happen to be in Mrs. Jewell's class, way up on the 30th floor, they must be ready on first whoop. Todd was in Mrs. Jewell's class. He was stuck behind a mass of kids outside the building waiting for the doors to open. He jumped up and down trying to see over the heads of those in front of him. If he was late, Mrs. Jewell's would put his name on the blackboard under the word discipline. The kids who went to class on the lower floors often dilly-dallied. If Todd got stuck behind a large group of dilly-dalliers, he'd have no chance. Inside the principal's office, Mr. Kidswatter sat behind his enormous desk as he watched the clock. At the moment the second hand reached number 12, he shrieked into his microphone, "Whoop, whoop, 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 whoop." The doors unlocked and the children stampeded into the building and up the stairs. Todd tried his best to weave his way to the front, but there wasn't a lot of room. 8 minutes later, Mr. Kidswatter tugged on the rope hanging through the hole in the ceiling, and the second bell rang. Clang, 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 clang. Todd counted the clangs. 8. That meant he now had 8 minutes to get to class. 7 or 9 clangs would have meant something completely different. 7 meant a helicopter was landing on the roof. 9 clangs meant a porcupine had entered the building. So far, he had only made it to the 7th floor, but he had finally managed to weave his way past all the dilly-dalliers. There was nothing to slow him down now. When he reached the 18th floor, he heard this sound. Ching-a-ling, ching-a-ling, ching-a-ling. Nothing to worry about there. That just meant they were out of donuts in the teacher's lounge. The scary bell was the late bell. It didn't matter where he was. It always sounded like an angry driver was slamming on a car horn right behind him. It made Todd jump every time. He quickly dashed from the 18th to the 20th floor. There was no 19th floor. His legs were sore and he was breathing hard as he reached the top. Just ahead, he could see Joy entering the classroom. "Don't shut the—" Todd shouted. Joy shut the door behind her. "Guzak?" said Todd. He was just opening it when the horn blared as if right behind him. "You're late, Todd," said Mrs. Jewell's as he entered the classroom. "Write your—" "I know," he said. He wrote his name on the blackboard under the word discipline. Other bells rang throughout the day. At noon, the lunch bell kaboinked 3 times. 3 kaboinks meant macaroons and cheese. The bell for recess was just a single ding, but nobody ever missed it. At the end of each day, Mr. Kidswatter would bang a giant gong with a large iron mallet. It was his favorite thing about being principal. Todd sat at his desk, glumly looking at the blackboard. The day had started off badly for him and had only gotten worse. There was now a check mark next to his name under the word discipline. Next to that, Mrs. Jewell's kept adding new homework assignments. Read a book, write a book report, draw a picture. Don't forget your paperclip. History, read pages 55 to 59 and answer questions on pages 61 and 62. Math worksheet, do even and odd-numbered problems. Science, read pages 29 to 34 and do experiment on 37. Todd had a sick feeling in his stomach, and it wasn't just the mac and cheese. In big letters across the top of the blackboard, Mrs. Jewell's had written, "Ultimate test starts tomorrow."